Well, hello there. Come on in. Welcome to Here's Hoping, my imaginary coffee shop, where good conversations are always on the menu. From this place and time in the world, looking back on 2020 feels a little surreal. How do we think about that year, those months, those days as the pandemic rolled across the globe, and it seemed that every day brought worse news, more trials, more difficulty, more uncertainty. Someone described their experience of 2020 in this way. It was as if the year held a magnifying glass over my life, so I couldn't escape the fractures that I'd previously ignored. And in some places, bright sunlight shining through the magnifying glass just set some parts of my life on fire. That really resonated with me. So how do we look back on 2020? How do we make sense of our experience? And when we do look back at 2020, what will we see? I posed this question to Joanna Basil, yoga teacher, poet, counselor. And in this pearl of wisdom, Joanna brings soft, warm illumination. As we pause along this road of life, consider the past year and share a cup together in this imaginary coffee shop. Here's hoping. We've talked about the pandemic and we've talked about hard times and what a year this has been. How has this experience of COVID-19 and hashtag 2020, how has it changed or impacted or informed your understanding of friendship and relationship?
You know, I got to see how people rose to the occasion in different ways. And many people became happy to focus. Many people became happy to focus on home and family and self-care. And some people were more in need of togetherness and connection and were missing that. For me, it's been difficult living alone and holding space for others when not everyone's holding space for me. And that's where it comes in, where I'm like, okay, ask for your needs to be met. Let people know. I recently heard Brandi Carlile has a book out. I can't wait to read it because she talks about that. Like, she never feels let down because she really holds people to the fire. She tells her loved ones what she needs. She's
wow.
Need that, and she gets her needs met. I'm like, maybe I should try that. There's also a beautiful thing that came of this was the intimacy and friendship that came out of this time. So I got to reconnect with my friends that live in Paris, for example, my cousin in Australia, my cousin in Mexico City. And, you know, we check in on each other. You know, I teach yoga on a regular basis. And so I got to see how the pandemic itself, or the social injustice, right? How it was affecting different people in different areas. You know, my brown and black friends. And then, you know, how different lockdowns, different measures of lockdowns were affecting people. And I saw people's moods. And sometimes we were a couple weeks ahead of our friends in France. And it was really interesting because it's almost like I was, it's almost like I was collecting data in real time.
Oh, wow.
And so then I got to share it with people and they were like, oh my gosh, right. I feel the same way.
Wow.
You know, like researching and reading about things on my own so I could be better informed and how can I help? How can I help? You know, the Black Lives Matter movement, how can I help hold space for people that are struggling through the confinement, you know, due to COVID-19, and yeah. you know, our financial fear. What can we do collectively to help each other out? Mm-hmm. And sometimes it was as simple as someone throwing me $100, and then I threw someone $100 when they needed it, and it was really neat to see that happening in real time. Like I said, the intimacy and friendship that came from that was unmatched. And longer talks, walks, long coffees outdoors, savoring the outdoors, time with my dog, you know?
Yeah.
I think some of those things that we were missing mm-hmm. came to light, and we were forced. Like we were, as I say in yoga all the time, it's like we were pinned to the present. We're nailed to the present, nowhere to squirm.
Oh, that's a nice phrase. That's beautiful.
Yeah. And that, for me personally, allowed me to gain perspective on a lot of things.
Yeah.
You know, and it solidified relationships that were meant to flourish.
Yeah.
Not just survive this time, right? Mm-hmm. And it's like you ask about the arc of human history, right? Mm-hmm. And how this is affecting that.
Yeah.
And you know, the first thing that comes to mind for me is evolution.
Mm.
This has happened before, and it will happen again. And so that gives me, we'll bring it back to hope. That gives me hope, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No matter what date the calendar shows, there is something very true about Joanna's words. Feeling pinned to the present. Those experiences when we can't get away from what's happening in our lives, no matter how much we might try, or those times when we just wish we could close our eyes and wait for these days of trial to pass by so we can get beyond whatever it is we happen to be experiencing. And there are chapters in our life. There is the evolution and the growth that occurs within our lives. Ultimately, Joanna's words resonate so deeply as we nurture the relationships in our experience, the friendships that we have. And we notice what's happening in our own lives, in our own experience. It can be like collecting data in real time. And we can bring that data that we've collected about our own experience, what we've learned in our life, what we've learned in the world, and bring that new learning to notice what others need. And also notice what we ourselves need. Oh. And that challenge of learning how to ask for what we need. Man, it is all really nuanced, delicate, hard work, and it never really gets easier, and it never really ends. Because when we are really alive, we're constantly changing with the world as the world changes. It's a gift that we can share what we've noticed, not just in the world, but in our lives. And we can even share what we've learned with those we love, those we know, and those we haven't yet met. Like I said, there seems to be this core of something true in Joanna's words. We are pinned to the present with nowhere to squirm. And yet, oh, what a gift that is. And yet, in the arc of human history, there is a rhythm in the evolution of this world. This, whatever this is, has happened before, and it will happen again. And ultimately, all we have is this moment, these relationships with the people in our lives, and we have the space between each of us.
between me and you, between you and your loved one. So in the midst of all of this, we can look to the future and consider our past as we remain pinned to the present. Wow. Thank you, Joanna. This was an amazing gift. And thank you for joining me at Here's Hoping today, my imaginary coffee shop. I'm your host and barista, Catherine Gabriel Jones. If you're a regular here at my imaginary coffee shop, thank you so much. I so value your presence here. And if this is your first visit, welcome. I hope you've enjoyed your time. Please click subscribe or follow me on your favorite podcast platform. And share us with a friend to let other people know that they can find their way to this coffee shop that is always open. Our coffee never runs dry, and it is always brewed to your perfect taste. If you're interested in having a conversation with me in my imaginary coffee shop, and I am always open to having a sit down with somebody, you can send me an email at hereshopingpodcast@gmail.com or reach out to me at Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. And I've included links in the show notes to make it easy for you to connect with me and to share with your friends. Music for Here's Hoping has been composed and produced by Seth Jones. Thank you, Seth. Artwork has been created by Ty Sorex. And today I will leave you with a little bit of wisdom from the show Parks and Recreation. Here's the gift from the character Ron Swanson. You know what makes a good person good? When a good person does something bad, they own up to it. They try to learn something from it, and they move on. Wow. In a way, life is this amazing conundrum wrapped in a mystery. We are pinned to the present, and yet we are constantly moving on. Wow. Thanks for being with me today. Take care of yourself as you wander through the world. I look forward to seeing you next time at my imaginary coffee shop. Here's hoping for some peace and safety in our world. Bye-bye.